All right, so today we're diving into something really exciting. Short-term rental investments in Europe.
A hot market right now.
Absolutely. But we're not just looking at the obvious places, the usual suspects.
Right.
We want to uncover those hidden gem cities, the ones with huge potential where your investment can really flourish.
Exactly. Finding that sweet spot where high revenue potential meets affordability.
And that's what we're all about, right? Smart investments.
Absolutely. And the European short-term rental market is booming right now, both in terms of listings and demand.
So it's ripe with opportunity, but like any investment, you need to know where to look.
Precisely.
And you brought something called RevPayer into this. What is that?
Yeah, so RevPayer stands for Revenue Per Available Rental, and it gives a much clearer picture of earning potential compared to just looking at nightly rates, which a lot of people get caught up in.
So it's not just about finding a place with a high price tag per night. It's about finding a place people actually want to stay in consistently.
Exactly. You've got it. It factors in occupancy rates, how often you can realistically rent the property, which is key.
Okay, so it's about finding that sweet spot between price and occupancy to really maximize earning potential.
Exactly. And the data is pretty interesting. Over the past 2 years, vacation rental listings in Europe have jumped by 2.4 million.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a 38% increase, making it the largest short-term rental market globally.
Wow, that's incredible. So with all these new listings popping up, are we seeing a shift in where people are choosing to invest?
Definitely an evolving landscape. We're seeing iconic cities, like Amsterdam, Barcelona, Dubrovnik, Edinburgh. They're still topping the charts in terms of RevPayer.
Sure, those are the popular tourist destinations.
Exactly.
But with high demand, often comes high property prices.
Exactly. So even if you're charging a lot per night, those profits could be eaten up by that initial investment.
Okay, so what should people be considering then? You mentioned something called the cost-to-revenue ratio.
Yeah, absolutely. That's critical.
What is that?
It's basically how much it costs to acquire a property compared to the revenue it can potentially generate.
Makes sense.
You got to find that balance between strong RevPayer and a reasonable property price, and that's not always in those big, flashy cities.
So give us an example. How different are we talking in terms of property costs across Europe?
Oh, it's significant. There's a difference of about $14,000 per square meter between the most and least expensive cities.
Wow.
So if you're thinking about a 65 square meter apartment, you're looking at almost a $900,000 difference between somewhere like London and, say, Valencia.
Wow. Okay, so you could buy multiple properties in Valencia for the price of one in London, potentially.
Exactly.
So while that luxury flat in London might be tempting, you could diversify your portfolio, potentially have multiple income streams.
Exactly. It's all about strategic decision making. When you factor in this cost to revenue ratio, the rankings shift quite a bit.
Okay, so who comes out on top then when we take both earning potential and the affordability into account?
All right, drum roll, please. Seville takes the crown.
Seville. Interesting.
It offers a really compelling combination of strong RevPayer and surprisingly affordable property prices.
I bet not many people would have guessed that. It seems like the Iberian Peninsula, Spain, and Portugal are really hot spots right now.
It's true. 8 out of the top 25 cities on our list are located in those two countries.
Wow.
They offer a blend of history, vibrant culture, good food, and importantly, a relatively affordable entry point for investors.
It's interesting. It seems like there's a potential shift away from those traditional expensive cities like London and Paris.
Yeah, we're seeing that.
People are looking at cities with strong tourism, but haven't been hit as hard by those skyrocketing prices.
You've got it. It's all about identifying emerging markets and capitalizing on their growth potential.
Makes sense. But it's not just about chasing numbers, is it?
No, definitely not.
What are the things that people need to think about?
Regulations are huge. Rules and regulations around short-term rentals in Europe are constantly changing, and it's crucial for investors to stay on top of that.
Give us an example. What kind of regulations are we talking about?
Well, on an EU-wide level, platforms like Airbnb, they're now required to share host data with local authorities.
Oh, so more transparency.
Exactly. You can't fly under the radar as easily. Plus, individual countries are also implementing their own specific regulations.
Okay, so it's multi-layered.
It is. For example, Scotland has a mandatory licensing scheme now for all vacation rentals, and Italy has updated its laws to enhance tracking and taxation.
Oh, wow. It seems like regulations are tightening across the board.
They are in many
So
places.
what about Spain, especially with Seville topping the list? What should people know about investing there?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because Barcelona, which didn't actually make our top 25 this year,
Oh, really?
yeah, combination of high prices and regulations,
Okay.
but they're actually planning a complete ban on short-term rentals starting in 2028.
Wow, a complete ban. That's a big deal.
It really highlights how important it is to stay informed.
Absolutely. What's allowed today might not be tomorrow.
Exactly. And it's not just national regulations. Cities themselves are introducing their own rules and restrictions, trying to address things like over-tourism and affordable housing.
So you really have to do your homework,
You really do.
not just on the country, but the specific city and even neighborhood.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding the nuances of each market.
Right, because you've got those macro trends like RevPAR and property prices, but then these micro-level factors that are constantly shifting. Probably a good idea to have a good team of experts on your side to help navigate those complexities.
Absolutely. Real estate agents, lawyers, advisors who understand the local market are invaluable.
So, where do we go from here? How can our listeners, who are probably already dreaming of owning a little slice of Europe, take that first step? Where do they even begin?
Well, before you even start browsing properties, you got to define your goals, your risk tolerance. What are you looking for in this investment?
Right? It's like any investment, right? You need a game plan. You
Absolutely.
wouldn't just throw money at anything.
Exactly. Define those objectives. Then you can start looking at specific markets that align with those goals.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into European short-term rental investments.
Thanks for tuning in. If we forgot to cover anything, leave a comment below.
Happy investing, everyone.